and he up in Seattle, and he'd been out of Vietnam almost 20 years, and he suddenly developed that Agent Orange that was so awful.
Oh, no.
And I lost him in 88.
Awesome.
And then 3 years later, my wonderful daughter over in Huntsville, Alabama, this grandson I was just telling about, his mother, had a heart attack, and I lost her.
Hmm.
So I'm a survivor. Goodness. I'm very much of a survivor. I had many, many friends and wonderful family, mm-hmm. and none of my grandchildren live here now. My granddaughter, my son's daughter, was here not last week with her husband from Bellevue, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my history of El Paso. I know a lot about it, my cousin and his wife live up here on the Rim Road, mm-hmm. Doris and Kurt Getting. They lived here, and he's almost like a son to me. His mm-hmm. Mother and my mother were sisters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my roots in El Paso, and I'm still here and love it. I love El Paso, but it's a different place now.
Yeah, it is.
Very different place now.
But
I loved it.
How is it different? I mean, it's bigger, but...
Well, it's bigger, and of course, so much of Mexico has come over into mm-hmm. El Paso, and so much of the historical... Now, I know Aunt Milda and Uncle Hope lived up on West Missouri for many years before they built a lift in their house up here on Cincinnati, and all of that was just in... disrepair, but I noticed recently they're rebuilding it up there on West Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, they lived up there, and then my grandmother Smith lived on Montana for many, many years, and all of that neighborhood was so familiar to me. And El Paso is still El Paso to me. I love it. But it's just, and I am very definitely progress, certainly, absolutely, but it just makes me very sad that the popular and mm-hmm. all the buildings and the things I was so used to are no more there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But I hope in time that we are going to get the downtown El Paso, not like it was, but built up much more than it is now. I feel like mm-hmm. It will. And I love El Paso. I've always said I am very happy. I grew up here and enjoyed every stage of my life here. I graduated from the college in 38, and I just love El Paso, but it just is a progress. It has progressed sometime a little bit more than I wish it had, but mm-hmm. otherwise mm-hmm. I love it. But as I say, my Aunt Milda grew up here, and she taught, and so many of my family have, but mm-hmm. originally a lot of my mother and daddy's family were over in East Texas.
Can you tell me about the schools that you went to as a child in El Paso?
Yes, I started in kindergarten at Alta Vista School,
mm-hmm.
and then my family moved up, and I went to Crockett School, and graduated from Crockett, and then I went to the old Austin High, which was on Grant, which is Houston School now. I was in junior high,
mm-hmm.
and then when the new Austin High School was built, I went there, and I graduated from there in 1934, and then I went right on out to the college, and went through there, and I was a charter member of the first national sorority on campus, Tri Delta. I had been all the locals, and so in 38, almost before I was ready to marry and leave, we did organize Tri Delta, which was the first on the campus there, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed mm-hmm. that, and I still have lots of friends, but that's where I went to college, and I went all of the 4 years there from 34 to 38.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed too. The college mm-hmm. has certainly become a great institution. But as I say, I started out at Vista, and I graduated from Austin High, and enjoyed every minute of my. I had a wonderful childhood and a wonderful mm-hmm. growing up time.
What do you know anything about the education of your parents?
Well, yes, my mother and father both graduated from high school in Jefferson. They mm-hmm. didn't go on to college. My daddy's father was a groceryman in Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
and Daddy worked with them there, and then when he came out here, he was in the wholesale drug business many, many years with all the wholesale drug in and out of El Paso from San Antonio and El Paso. And my mother went to school. It's interesting to say she went to school and lived down so near where Lady Bird Johnson grew up,
mm-hmm.
and she and mother worked then for T.J. Taylor, who was Lady Bird Johnson's father in East Texas before she married. Then mm-hmm. mother and daddy lived there in Jefferson,